Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday morning, March the 9th, 2026, 16 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running here on this Monday morning, first Monday morning after the big time change. Hopefully you sprung ahead okay. And again, I do want to thank Ted Jolliffe, our big winner on Friday of the $100 Kroger gift card, for donating that to our friend Chip, who was a bagger for many years at Kroger South. I did drop that off to Chip on Saturday afternoon as he's out at the Meadows recuperating from a seizure, but he will be fine. Chip was doing fine, and he was very happy to get that gift card. And we'll be giving away Kiwanis pancake tickets as the week goes along. City Council tonight, 6:30, second floor of City Hall. Now, as we went to break, we were discussing the story, which, you know, this is what we do here, of, well, I guess here's what happened. There was a substitute teacher at River Valley in her early 20s, I guess is the best way to put it at this point, who was accused of kissing a student, and then also a 17-year-old, 16-year-old student, male student. And then apparently also there was an accusation of that the two had had sex. But I don't know that that was ever proven or investigated. I don't think we know that yet, or we will ever find that out. I don't know. But apparently they kissed. I think there was some admittance to that, it sounds like, and chatted it up on text or something. So the teacher is no longer, the substitute teacher is no longer with River Valley because they could face or were facing disciplinary measures for what they had done. And it turns out that the teacher is the niece of Ken Stuyvesant, who is running for county commissioner. So I really think what we're getting into here is, are people treated equally? Well, it's very difficult to say if people are treated equally, because the problem becomes, as I have always said, if people know who you are, things become a story that would never become a story if you were not. And that's unfortunate. But if you look at the statistics here in Marion, how many people have been raped or accused of rape? A lot. But how many make the newspaper? Very few. Very few. If you are a sitting councilman, that's going to make the newspaper. If you are a police officer, that's going to make the newspaper. So at what level do you decide that this is newsworthy because the person who is charged or accused of doing it is somebody people will want to read about? That becomes the question. And unfortunately, it is a question, and I don't know why it is, but it is. Now, also, I think we have to take into account here what level, how far removed from somebody do you have to be before something becomes a major problem? This person was the niece of Ken Stuyvesant, former Marion County Commissioner, who's running for commissioner again this time around. What does that do? You know, we had the Bollinger case years ago here in Marion, if people remember that. That was a teacher at River Valley who was dismissed from his position. There was a principal, I'm trying to remember his name, but I remember talking with him about it, who was accused of inappropriate activity. I believe this was also at River Valley. We have had, last year, didn't we have a big scandal at Pleasant with the football coach? Whatever became of that? I don't think people have said much about that. I don't know where you draw the line on where, what is news and what is not news, and who should be prosecuted and who should not be prosecuted. I think one of the big issues here is, why are people doing videos on certain people and not videos on other people? Well, why are press releases done? If you lose a case, you're probably not going to do a press release. If you win a case, you might do a press release. It's all kind of mishmash, I guess. I don't know what the level is or where the level is. But the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 21 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You just caused me to think about something.
Oh, go ahead.
Are we on the first anniversary of Kurt Detweiler departing the Palace Theater?
No, I don't think we've gotten that far yet. I think that came in the summer.
Oh, it did?
I believe so.
Okay, I thought like it was around March, though. Wasn't that documentary and everything?
You know, I don't remember when the documentary was, but somewhere in, I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Do you know, does Kurt Detweiler still walk among us?
As far as I know.
I wonder where he's working.
I don't know. Well, see, now there's an interesting case. Now, had Kurt Detweiler not had a job at the Palace Theater and come off so bad in the documentary, and the Palace being controlled by a board of directors, would that have got the attention? And was Kurt guilty of anything aside from being callous in a documentary? I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
It remains to be seen or discovered. It's kind of funny, though, that he resigned, because personally, I didn't see anything that was that disturbing from him in that documentary. And I watched it twice just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Well, a lot of other people did.
So, well, you know, sometimes a floating turd isn't a turd, but a baby Ruth.
Well, what do you make of this news this morning?
Oh, geez. There'll always be speculation, and it's just human nature to think the worst until you actually have something, hopefully, arrive at the truth, and hopefully once it's all over and done with. But, you know, you got players in this that, you know, there's been a sacred trust broken, and I'm referring to Ray Grogan. That's why anytime I get a notice to serve jury duty, I excuse myself, because I don't trust Ray Grogan and what he brings to the table. And I have more empathy for an alleged criminal or defendant that Grogan's going to prosecute or, quite frankly, persecute, you know? So just one of those things. So hopefully we'll have a better tomorrow.
We'll hope. Thanks. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. It's I don't know. Not a good thing, certainly. I don't think you should be kissing or having any type of relationships with any of your students, but has it ever happened before? I'm sure it has. And did it get any attention? Probably not. Unless it's somebody who people find noteworthy or newsworthy. And I don't know what to say to that. I don't know how you fix that particular problem. I guess it goes back to, how far do people want to push something? You know, I guess the harder you push it, the more people are going to become aware of it. And I think you have to ask yourself, what about the people at River Valley? What did they do? You know, I guess they wanted to have a disciplinary meeting. I don't know beyond that what went on. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, that teacher's name could have been Miss Jane Doe, and she would have been on the front page of the newspaper because Grogan needs some positive press right now.
Do you think,
he
really?
He would have been cracking down. We take all crimes against children serious, okay? In Ayers' case, he said he had no choice but to investigate and to prosecute because that's what the law required. Okay, where's the, is there an investigation in this case, or do you think we'll get a press release?
Well, I'm curious, was there an investigation?
By Grogan?
Yeah.
I don't know. I will send them to you. I didn't send them to you. They're so heavily redacted that it would be hard for you to read them on Facebook, so I just need to email them to you. It's, the investigation done by River Valley, and what I told you, the facts that I presented to you were the facts that were given by River Valley.
Well, I guess
River Valley conducted an interview with the student, and his parents were there. Unlike Marion City Schools, River Valley contacts parents before they start talking to students.
Well,
boy's father was there when he admitted to having sex with her.
Well, I guess
he made it out like no big deal.
Well, I guess here's my okay. If this was believed to have been a crime, why did
read the law that I sent you? Would you please read the law that I sent you?
Okay, let me find it here. Hold on, the page moved.
It's
we got a lot of people commenting here this morning, but
sexual battery,
yeah,
is the crime.
Right. Okay. So here's what we got. Ohio law, teachers and students. Age of consent in Ohio 16. However, that does not apply to teachers or school employees who supervise students. Sexual battery. A teacher, coach, or school employee cannot engage in sexual activity with a student they supervise or have authority over, even if the student is 16 or 17 years old. Possible criminal charge, sexual battery, third-degree felony. The teacher-student relationship is considered a position of authority and power imbalance. Okay, so here becomes my issue with this. Now, if the school knew that this was happening, and clearly they did.
The school did what they were supposed to do. They turned it over to the police.
Right, but so they did.
And they terminated. Well, it seems like they were taking the steps to terminate her, and she resigned instead.
Right. So did the police, the sheriff, did they do an investigation?
I'm going to request the sheriff's report. However, there's a possibility, and you know this, that they'll tell me it's part of an ongoing investigation, and I won't be able to get my hands on it. The sheriff is also notorious for being very, very slow when handing over records. I've waited 6 months sometimes when you request them online because they go through records clerks like there's nobody's business. So I'm actually going to risk my own safety and go out to the sheriff's department and request this one.
Well, I guess what's odd to me, because we did have, and it was very well known in the community, the issue with the Pleasant football coach last fall. And again, that never really got a whole lot of press. I think we had one story that he would not be coaching the game.
Pleasant. Let's think of who all is associated with Pleasant School District. Judges, doctors,
right,
lawyers.
Right, but the investigation was started. We were all made very aware of that the sheriff was investigating that.
Okay. And we were told at this time that the sheriff was, in January, River Valley told us that the sheriff was investigating as well.
And I believe at that time, there was not even speculation on what had happened. Although people were hearing things in the community, but there wasn't even a speculation on what had happened. And I don't think to this day anybody, the school or the sheriff's station, has ever come out and said, this is what we were investigating. I don't think anybody's
ever
said
that. Well, maybe I need to request some records then.
Well, I think what I'm trying...
Who all was involved.
But I think the point I'm trying to make here is that things like this do happen, and people do get accused. Now, that doesn't make it right, but why do some fall under the radar of the media? Because that's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do some fall under...
Is it falling under the radar of the media, or is it controlled release by the prosecutor's office?
Well, I don't know what he's doing over there. That's why I say I think he's got a big PR problem, and I've said that for a long time.
PR problem. Oh, you want to hear a good one? Since we're going to transition to Grogan for a minute, just let's pile on Grogan for this morning instead of Stuyvesant. Friday, Grogan files a motion in Heidi's case because he still hasn't turned over discovery in Heidi's case yet, which is all the facts he's going to use against her to prosecute her. Trial's supposed to start in less than a month. Still hasn't turned that over. He dumped 2,200 pages onto them, and it was a copy of Ayers' case. The judge told him to take everything out that applies to Ayers and give it to them what he's going to use to prosecute Heidi. They asked the judge to be able to use the accusations against Ayers, but not the fact that he was acquitted, as evidence in Heidi's trial. So because her husband was accused of violating her child, that's why she's being tried. But they don't want it to be allowed to be mentioned that Ayers was acquitted.
Well, now this is an interesting point. Do you think that the Heidi trial has got the publicity that Ayers did?
No, but it should, because it's getting worse and worse for him.
No, but see, now here, again, relative, the wife of a council person is not getting the play that the council person got. And
well,
I think,
rape isn't as splashy of a crime either.
Right, and I think that's what happened at River Valley, I'm guessing. That the niece of a former commissioner, now if a commissioner... Right.
He is also the Republican chairman. He runs the local Republican Party, of which judges and the prosecutor are, and the police chief and the mayor and the sheriff and the county commissioners. Everybody is a part of their little mafia.
Right,
all
but
of
I,
them,
but
except
I,
for Ayers Ratliff.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if it were Stuyvesant, I guarantee it would have been a story.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't think?
It would have probably leaked somehow, but Ray would have not made a splashy release about Uncle Ken.
Well, I don't know. I can't say... What were the political leanings of this police officer? I'm sure he didn't want to go after this police officer. That doesn't look very good.
But then he's got the case up in Stark County, where he's supposed to be prosecuting the police officers, which that trial was scheduled to start the same day as Heidi's. I haven't looked to see if they've changed it. He's supposed to be prosecuting as a special prosecutor... two police officers, okay? That judge found out that he's best friends with the state fraternal order of police president, Jay McDonald, who happens to be our police chief. So my thought is, Ray is like, look, I can prosecute the police. I'm willing to prosecute one of my own. And jumps to arrest that kid to make an example of him, to show of how unbiased and how impartial and how he is not on a witch hunt. Well, you know, just like in that case, he said, these allegations were made and it's my duty to pursue them. Okay, allegations were made that Ken Stuyvesant's niece was having sex in Dunham's parking lot with a minor. Where's the press release and the investigation you're bound to on that one, Ray? Tell us about it.
Well, and again,
if he was bound to believe the victim in the Ratliff case, and he's bound to believe the victim in the Dameron case, I don't care that the victim is a boy that cooperated. He's a child, and he needs protected from... and if nothing else, let's make sure that she is not put in this position again to where she can have access to more underage boys to have inappropriate relationships with.
Yeah.
Because she admitted to kissing him. If nothing else, she admitted it, and that's in River Valley's investigation.
Okay, so now here comes, this is an interesting point. Okay, so let's go back to the Ratliff case and let's go back to this police officer Dameron's case initially. Now, as you said, you believe that the press release was made by Ray because of a case he's prosecuting in another county. So
and
he had
getting some heat from the judge.
Right.
Because he was brought, okay, think about this. He was brought in to, a prosecutor in Stark County said, I'm not going to prosecute police officers in my own county. I'm going to call someone else in so I look impartial. So the appearance of impropriety is removed. What does Ray do a few weeks later after the judge finds out he's actually a member of the Fraternal Order of Police? Ray indicts a police officer in his county. He's acting as a special prosecutor It's a far more serious case because it involves the death of someone, but he's acting in the as a special prosecutor against police officers because one prosecutor recused himself, but he refuses to recuse himself against the prosecution of a police officer in his own county. Make that make sense. That just does not make sense to me.
Right. Well, and again, as you said, you feel, and I think a lot of people felt at the time, the stance that he took against Ayers early on, you know, the next day.
Me convinced Ayers did it.
Well,
when it first came out.
Well, there you go. So okay. So that was what he did. Now, in this particular case, or in the Pleasant case, which was last fall, nothing. So, why?
Okay, so then I'm just going to do this. I'll just go ahead and put it this way. Let's call the haves versus the have-nots. Because you just mentioned River Valley and you mentioned Pleasant, and those places are a lot more affluent than the city of Marion. So I say it all the time, the elites versus the peasants, and in my opinion, this is another situation of the elites versus the peasants. And the cop, I don't know all the facts, but unfortunately I think he's a sacrificial lamb to make Ray look good. And in the long run, I think this one's really going to come back to bite Ray in the ass, too.
You know what's unfortunate in all these cases?
That kid's life is ruined. That's the sad thing.
Well, yeah, but here's what here's the problem in all these cases. And I always said this was the problem in Ayers' case. This is the problem in the cop's case. This is the problem in the coach's case out at Pleasant. This is the problem with Stuyvesant's niece. We don't know exactly what they did. We truly don't. None of us
exactly.
Will ever know. And so we know what the courts will say. We know what the investigations will say. But we don't ever truly 100% know what people truly did. So the problem becomes...
I sat through Ayers' trial, and I watched minute by minute be broken down of a day. So I know happened.
And he's been found not guilty, so that is the way it is. So, but the point, I guess, is he has said he'll never recover from that. He can never run for office again. This police officer's never going to be hired anywhere. Stuyvesant's niece is never going to be hired anywhere.
She should at least not be a teacher anymore. I mean, at the bare minimum, that should be her punishment.
And she did admit to kissing the kid.
She did admit to kissing the kid. I'll send it an email. They redacted it with whiteout.
So well, this is one of the...
Hard to read the document.
I'll tell you, this is one of the reasons that I feel that... I don't know how you get around this, but when teachers... Again, it's not right. Let me put that out there. It's not right to kiss the student. But when you got a teacher... I don't know how old this girl was at the time. 21, 22, 23,
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, she's young.
And you've got kids in the school, 16, 17, who the heck knows. Mm-hmm. There is not a big age difference.
Well, in the scheme of things, though, she was a full-time substitute in the middle school portion of the building, but my understanding is it's one big building. The middle and the high school, I think.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's one big building. But
okay.
So they're
in the same building together.
Right.
And that's what I want people to understand. When you hear substitute, she wasn't there intermittently. She was there every single day.
Was she his teacher?
No, he was a high school student.
So she wasn't even his teacher.
She's seeing her textual relationship in the hallway every single day.
But she was not his teacher?
No.
Okay.
She was a middle school teacher.
So how did she even...
But they were in the same building.
Well, how did they even become acquainted?
I don't know. Hot for teacher. You guys are the ones that are into this stuff, not me.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how in the world...
I loved my English teacher, and he was like 50, so I don't know.
Right. She should have been the adult in the room and not have done this. But I don't understand... what this student was doing. I don't understand. I don't know. I haven't seen the text messages. I don't know. All I know is people
should
not...
Well, I imagine you're pretty cool if you're 16 or 17 years old and you're meeting up with teachers in Dunham parking lot, allegedly, or at least kissing them, texting them.
I don't know what people are doing. I think they should not be doing that. I think you should not be kissing anybody.
I don't know what they're doing, but it shouldn't be that.
It shouldn't be that. And I don't really...
Fairness, Scott. That's the whole thing. This comes down to fairness.
Right,
but it comes down to, is there a separate justice system that operates in this town based on who you're related to, who you know, who you vote for, who you're affiliated with, who
well,
you
that's
go
the
play
question.
Golf with?
Now, that's
that
the question.
Should not be.
Now, that's a fair question. Now, that's a question that I think we all need to look at. But unfortunately, what's happening is we in the course of about 2 years, are destroying people's lives, and
yes.
we don't know anything. Really?
Yes.
And that
so,
because...
You know, it's like the cop, if he did this, he should go to prison. But we should not have heard about it until there was an actual investigation that
well,
had been done.
And again, that's the point of why do you think Kathy Laird, is that her name, Kathy Laird?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think she did the story on this without total facts?
I know Kathy, and all she did was basically present that letter, and she and I have talked before. She and I talked with my mother's. I don't want to say I know her, like we're friends and we hang out. We met through my mother's situation. She and I have exchanged messages back and forth. And she is very fact-oriented. If she does not have the document in her hand, she will not run it.
Right, but why didn't the Marion Star run that? See, I think when you get a letter...
Maybe Abby was waiting for it to become more, you know, when she saw... This is just me speaking for Abby. But she is also another one that unless she has the document in her hand, she will not run it.
Right, but
that's what you're supposed to do as journalists. Maybe she was waiting for the police follow-up. Maybe she's waiting for that police report. I know she's very good about those things.
Right. Well, I think that's what we all were waiting for. I think we all were waiting to see, okay, who was it? Was it just an accusation?
Okay.
Did something
but
happen?
But we know that someone resigned. That's not newsworthy.
Well, again...
Someone resigned over the allegations?
Well, but people have resigned.
Well, I mean, do you typically resign? Okay. Even if you've done nothing wrong and you resign, that makes it to the news all the time.
Well, it does, but I think a lot of times that's jumping the gun because we don't even know why they resigned. We don't know what the thing is.
We know why this person resigned. They were being, well, an investigation into their inappropriate relationship with a student was going, a hearing was going to be held, and they resigned 2 days later.
Well, let me ask you this.
Ian Gordon, the guy that went to prison, mm-hmm. who was for having sex with underage girls, I turned that over to Dale Osborne, let him know, sent him an email directly because he was working at the jail, I meant not the prison.
Okay.
And his resignation letter was, I resign my position as of. Okay, that was after Dale had the talk with him. Do you typically resign if things are going to go your way?
Well, I guess,
this is speculation, that's just speculation.
Right, and I think that becomes a problem with speculation. Let me ask this question. Okay. Because a lot of this, you're relating back to the Ayers case. How he was treated versus how Stivers.
And the cop.
Okay, and the cop. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but let's go back to the Ayers case. Okay, that started nearly 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you were aware, and it was talked about a little bit on this program last fall when the Pleasant coach was removed. Now, why was that not seen in the same way? Why was that not plastered and splattered and used as, hey, Ayers is being treated unfairly and this person's getting off scot-free? Why was that not seen in the same way?
You know, I honestly, there's so many things that have been going on, and as far as the Pleasant stuff, I forgot that it even happened until you mentioned it. And when you started going through the litany of people from River Valley that have resigned, I'd forgotten all about that, too.
Right, and I think the reason is, and I hate to say it, in this moment, it's because it's Ken Stiverson's niece. I think if this were Jane Doe, I don't think we'd be having this conversation this morning.
If it were Jane Doe, her face would have been on the newspaper when this happened because Ray needed some positive press. Because
well,
she resigned right after Ayers was found not guilty.
Well, he would
so
have to live
been
with
a
that.
Good time to, it would have been a good time to plaster a sex-abusing teacher on the front page, don't you think? I mean,
well,
PR-related.
Well, I don't... Was Ray involved in this?
What do you mean, was Ray involved?
I mean, did he...
If Ayers involved, Ray should be involved.
Right, but I mean, did he come in and... Obviously, somebody said, we're not going to prosecute.
I don't know if they have or not.
And no, to my knowledge,
I mean,
nobody...
Twyla Lang's situation is apparently still being investigated because I'm still not able to get that police report.
Well, and to my knowledge, nobody was prosecuted at Pleasant. So, again...
Okay, so we go back to affluenza, the elites versus the peasants.
Well, I don't know. I don't
Ray
know
Ray Grogan doesn't represent the city. Remember, he represents the county. He said it.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying, I guess why this is just a little bit of a different case is when we have seen people accused of things and investigations commence and nothing really happened out of the investigations, it was not used as this is not fair until we get to a Republican politician's niece. And again, I'm not saying that.
So, but I mean, in the scheme of things, Pleasant Coach, all right, I don't even know who it was. They have, as far as I know, they don't have any ties to the prosecutor's office to have made things go away.
Probably not.
So when there's that tie with the possibility, I'm sorry, these people have got to stop posting this crap on Facebook. If you want us to believe you are fair and impartial, stop posting stuff on Facebook where you're standing with your arms around each other, smiling ear to ear with beer in your hand. We don't believe that you're impartial. We don't believe it.
That's why they need to do more press, as far as I'm concerned. They need to get out there and explain why this stuff is happening. Because
exactly.
I don't understand that. And you
I
know what?
I understand your journalistic perspective. I really do. But it's the minimum. Would it make you, if you weren't Scott, journalist Scott right now, would it make you raise an eyebrow and go, why did the Ayers and Kopp case get so much attention, but this got zero?
Oh, I have said at the time, I don't understand why Ayers' case was handled the way it was. When that video came out, I don't understand. That was it was a video.
I mean, Rogan really seems to like to go after the sex crime thing, and in theory, this is a sex crime. It's a violation of a child.
I can't remember ever seeing a video like that, knowing that the evidence could not have been back the next day. And I think we all have said that. I think Colleen Marshall has said that. I don't understand that. But I also am trying to be fair here in people who have been accused of things that are not on the up and up. And it does look a little suspect in a year when Ken Stuyvesant is 2 months away from a primary to say, okay, well, your niece did this, and now it's kind of being used as a wedge issue. Now, does it make what she did right? No, of course not. It's not okay to kiss a student. But is it news if her last name's not Stuyvesant?
Okay, even if it wasn't an election year, do you believe that she would have been, that her face would ever make it on the front page of the newspaper?
I don't even know if it will now.
Well, I don't believe it will now.
Well, why wouldn't it now?
So that's the difference.
Why wouldn't it now?
I don't know.
We're talking about it.
Well, we're talking about it, but we're not the mainstream media. We're the
darn it.
Liberal, dirty liberal, biased, whatever we are.
Well, will conservative media talk about it?
Oh, not in this town.
Okay. Well, then isn't that really where the problem lies? Isn't that really where it lies? Isn't it not with the person? Because... And I don't know if Ken did anything here. I don't know if he intervened. I can't say that.
Again, I don't either. But he might not have needed to. The last name might have been enough.
Right. Well, okay. So I guess being fair in that matter, I guess it works for you in some cases, and in other cases it doesn't. Because
here's where it's biting him in the ass.
Right.
Apparently it might have been used to get his niece out of some trouble, possibly. That's a possible. Might have been used to get his niece out of some trouble, but that favor is coming back to bite him in the behind in the election.
Well, I think there's much more validity in the Kopp case than this one, just because is this Kopp being treated fair? That becomes the question, because he also got a press release. He also got a video, and I think that's the one that's more comparable. This one seems more political, because
it's more example of the have versus the have-nots, the good old boys, the we will cover for each other. We will, whatever we do is fine. Whatever the peasants do, they need to be held accountable for. And if we can make a political statement out of prosecuting someone, then we're going to.
Well, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this. If that was Kara Stevens.
If that was who?
Kara Stevens, do you think she'd be on the front page of the newspaper? She's the head of the Democrat Club, for people that don't know.
If she was accused of the same thing?
Do you think she'd be in the newspaper?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. Because again, I'm not trying to say that this goes on a lot, but more often than I bet people would think accusations
are... My kid's never allowed to leave the house again.
No, I'm not saying I have first...
They're waiting to prey on him, apparently.
Did the Pleasant story make the paper?
Yes, I believe it did. Pleasant Coach.
I mean, did the accusation and the how that case was resolved and the fact that that person's no longer working there and so on, did that ever make the paper?
I think the resignation part did, but again, the newspaper, the Marion Star, won't run that they were accused of such and such.
Right,
unless,
so why?
You know, the prosecutor says it.
Right, but why didn't they request the records on that one? That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So again...
They need to request some records.
But so again, I think this is the problem. What do... Oh, thank goodness. Somebody this morning said, well, they think I'm mainstream. Well, thank goodness for that. But the point is...
I thought we were off the beaten path, our weird Scott Spears family.
Well, I don't mind that. I don't mind where we are. As long as people listen, that's all I care. But the point is that I think this is becoming the problem. The problem is, what do people consider news? What do people not consider news? And is it in somebody's last name? As you just said, if the person's name was not Ratliff, would that rape allegation have ever been made public? Probably not. People get accused of rape all the time. And again, in this particular case.
Okay, and with the cop situation, and I mean, remember, Ray had just taken a big behind-kicking in the Ratliff case. If, you know, if that hadn't been a cop, would he have jumped all over that and threw that all over?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, and if he's
because
operating
if it had
that...
If it's been some average Joe that had forced himself upon his spouse, I mean, which is horrible, I'm not saying that's right, but if it had just been Bob Smith from down the street, he wouldn't have gotten a video.
Well, and again, if that's the truth, then it's wrong.
I mean,
wrong.
We're talking about these things happen. Unfortunately, these things do happen. And, you know, spousal rape is a thing, but if Bob Smith... committed spousal rape, would Bob Smith get a Facebook video?
No.
So when Stuyvesant's niece is kissing a student and resigns her position because of it, and possibly more, and we hear absolutely nothing about it, it is political.
Well,
so they made it political,
but,
or at least put the appearance of it being political.
Heaven knows I'm not Ken Stuyvesant's PR person.
I didn't think you were. You're arguing your points fairly,
right,
and that's
but,
what you're supposed to
but,
do.
But here's what I will say about that. If it were Ken Stuyvesant, yes, I think there would have been, somebody would have covered it to a higher degree. Because it's
okay,
his niece.
What if this were Jason Schaber's son? Do you think it would have made it to the news?
Shouldn't.
I believe Ray Grogan would have given a press release.
It should, because I don't believe family members like that, and I think that's why Heidi is not getting the attention that Ayers got. I don't think
Heidi is getting the attention anymore because there's a pending lawsuit. I thought about that during the break. Why isn't Heidi?
But even really, her indictment did not, because it was coupled with his, it got attention. I believe had she been indicted on her own separately, it would not have gotten attention. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why it operates that way, but it does. I mean,
don't you, Ray, kind of just wishes this one would die down right now? He wishes it would just go away and simmer down so he doesn't get his behind handed to him seriously in like twice in 6 weeks.
If Ken Stuyvesant withdraws from this race, and I'm not saying he should or anything. Okay, if he does,
just because I don't want him to have a chance at all.
Right,
I have nothing to do with his niece.
But if he does, is that fair to him that this is his niece, not him, and we would know now that this is what would drive him out of the campaign? Is that fair?
Well, Uncle Kenny should come out and say, this is abhorrent behavior, and just because the last name is Stuyvesant, she should be treated the same as everyone else, and I expect Ray Grogan to recuse himself and turn this investigation over to a non-biased third party and let justice be served. How's that?
Well, if I would like to see the investigation.
I mean, that's not unreasonable, is it?
Well, but did anybody call for the Pleasant guy's head? And I'm not even sure if we know what happened there yet. And I don't think anybody called for Bollinger's head. To my knowledge, he did not serve any time. behind bars. I don't think anybody called for the principal's head.
Did I say send anyone to prison?
No, but I don't remember a trial. I don't remember a trial for any of these people.
I think there should be an investigation. Then we have a serious problem with letting educators buy with having inappropriate relationships with kids. Maybe that's the culture we have in the county. Countywide.
Here's what I will say.
And I'm not saying it should be her, Scott, but maybe if one of them got in trouble for it once, they'd knock it off.
Well, and again, I want to say, in the Ayers case, I think clearly there were mistakes made on the prosecutor's behalf.
Well, clearly, because he was found not guilty
that time. And we should all remember that. And we should all remember that he was found not guilty. Because that's important. And his life should not be ruined because of that. He should not be ruined because he was found not guilty.
Did I say hers should be.
Right. But the problem here is this looks like a wedge issue because her last name's Stiverson. And I don't think the nieces of people should be treated differently. I think, unfortunately, we live in the society that if you are a sitting politician, or if you're running for office, or if you are a police officer, or if you are a broadcaster, or if you're anybody in the community who people know, they are going to take anything against you and run that where they would not run it on somebody else. But I don't think that should apply. I think family should be hands-off. And I'm glad to see that Heidi has not got the attention that Ayers gets. I don't think she should have. I don't think Stiverson's niece should. I don't think if Jason Schauber's son ever did anything wrong that he should. I don't think you should have to live and die because of who you're related to.
I agree with that. However, I don't believe you should be given special privilege because of who you're related to.
No, you should not. No, you should not. And if we ever find out that she was, then I think that's a big ethical issue for Ray Grogan. I'm not sure that that's an ethical issue for Ken Stiverson.
I'm going to keep saying, I don't have any proof that Stiverson has stuck his nose in this and told Ray not to investigate. There's no proof of that whatsoever. However, it just occurred to me, I've got pictures of Stiverson and Ray embracing each other from more than a decade ago. I mean, it's reasonable to believe if they're that close that Ray had been around the young woman while she was growing up.
Well,
I mean, it's reasonable to believe that Stiverson's niece, his son's daughter, would be at these political events.
I mean,
it just gets muddier and muddier. At what point does it stop?
Well, here's what I would say. Ray has lost the Ayers Ratliff trial. The Heidi Ratliff trial's in front of him. He has got, now this Stiverson thing is on the boards. Whatever happens with it, happens with it. We've got the police officer case that, you know, the sheriff says is being tried in the media. We've got all this stuff going on, and he is not speaking outside of press releases. And press releases are not getting this done.
You want to hear another fun fact? The police officer had some sort of, it was a hearing, a preliminary hearing in court on Friday. Ray Grogan was not there. He sent his assistant. So he wasn't even there for that, something that serious. I mean, the defense attorney is asking him to recuse himself, recuse his entire office, as a matter of fact. Ray didn't, wasn't even at court for it.
Well, Let me say this, and because I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about this
yes,
week, and maybe
yes,
we'll hear
yes.
from Ken Stiverson. Maybe we will hear from Grogan. Again, I have nothing personal against Grogan. I'll invite him on again. We'll see where the email goes.
Come talk to us, Ray, please.
But here's the thing I want to say. Maybe, okay, is this a Grogan thing, or is this a River Valley thing? And God knows I'm not accusing that district of this.
I think River Valley did what they were supposed to do, and it sounds like I said, countywide, we got a problem with teachers having inappropriate relationships with students getting by with it. And we make an example of one, and like I said, I'm not saying it has to be her, but if, you know, maybe if we had made an example of one in the past, this wouldn't be happening.
Well, again, I just want to say, did anybody in River Valley intervene?
They called the police. What else are they supposed to do?
Well, they had to call the police once the accusation was made. But I mean,
the resource officer was there, and they said he said he would investigate. The investigation was turned over to him. He works for the sheriff.
Well, Then I,
there it is.
But they didn't they do an internal investigation, you're saying?
River Valley did, yes.
Right.
River Valley did their own investigation.
So at the end of...
getting ready to terminate her, and she resigned instead.
But do we know that they were going to terminate her?
There was a hearing. I mean, everything that led up to the hearing was the boy admitting that they had sex and her admitting that she had kissed him and had a text relationship with him.
But what... Now, see, here's the problem as we're closing up the shop today. Okay, now we know that a 17-year-old, 16-year-old boy, however he was...
Junior in high school.
Okay, made an accusation that a substitute teacher...
No, he did not. He did not. They questioned him. It was overheard in the hallways. It was other students...
So did he ever say this?
They questioned him with his father.
Right,
he admitted to it.
So he made... An accusation was made that the substitute teacher had sex with him. But
was having a relationship with him, yes.
Okay, but we don't even know if that happened. And this now
will
be...
What do you mean, if it happened? She admitted that she had kissed him.
Kissed
and
him.
That they,
yes, kissed him.
And they had been texting back and forth.
Right, now, okay.
And then after the fair, things got weird, and they stopped texting each other. He said that, not her.
I guess what I'm saying is even though they both are inappropriate...
Scott, they questioned him. He said they met in Dunham's parking lot and had sex
right,
with his
right,
truck.
Right, but
he said that in front of his father.
Right, I understand. But here's the point I'm making. We don't know if that happened. We know that apparently she admitted to the kiss, and apparently she admitted to the messages. And that's not right. You should not be doing that with a student. But people will see that a whole lot differently than having sex with the student. But
well, she did have the maturity to admit that she acknowledge that she shouldn't be having, you know, admit that she was having sex. She did have the good sense not to do that.
Right, but my point I guess I'm making here is that if she truly did not have sex with him, it's on her now. It's on her. The accusation's been made.
Well, then Ray needs to do an investigation and clear her.
Well?
Or let someone do an investigation and clear her.
I hope an investigation... If an investigation didn't happen, I'm not sure why Ray's involved in this case if an investigation didn't happen. That's what I don't understand. The sheriff was called, right?
If the sheriff said they were going to investigate, then it would... Wouldn't that... You would have to tell the prosecutor, wouldn't you?
I don't know what happened out there. I was going to say, I don't know enough about this case.
They told Ray about Twyla Lang allegedly strangling her grandson. So a teacher kissing a student doesn't warrant letting the prosecutor know?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
Come on and tell us, Ray.
We'll find out. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for
Bye,
calling.
Scott.
Thank you. We're done for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain.